USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Zelensky said Ukraine would liberate all its lands from Russia, striking a defiant tone in an address to mark Ukraine's Independence Day, delivered amid dozens of disabled Russian armored vehicles in their nation's capital Wednesday. A San Francisco Bay Area law firm has filed a lawsuit against Kaiser Permanente for allegedly charging patients hundreds of dollars for a COVID-19 test that was supposed to be free. Legal analyst Steve Clark on the KCBS website.
If people believed that they were going to be charged for COVID testing, they may not get tested, and this was certainly not the health policy that the federal and state governments were encouraging during the height of the pandemic.
This is the final week for the preseason in the NFL. It starts with two games on Thursday and runs through the weekend. USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. LISTENLIVELY.com.
Student loan forgiveness is anything but. The loan will be paid back. If not by the student, it will be you and I that will be required to pay it back.
The Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday whether to extend a freeze on student federal loan payments and possibly forgive college debt for millions of Americans. The plan under consideration by White House officials would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans per borrower. New analysis estimates from the Penn-Wharton budget model show the total cost of forgiving that debt will be almost $300 billion in the first year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
An autopsy conducted Tuesday confirmed the body found submerged inside a vehicle at Prosser Creek Reservoir is that of missing teenager Kylie Rodney. Prosser Creek is about a half-hour drive north of Lake Tahoe. Authorities are calling this a vehicular accident. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The misconception that there is no sound in space originates because most of space is a vacuum, providing no way for sound waves to travel. A galaxy cluster has so much gas, NASA was able to record the sound from a black hole with extreme amplification. Representative Pat Fallon, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax Tuesday, said that students should pay back their loans.
This is patently unfair, and it's un-American. Because look at our skilled laborers. A lot of them didn't attend four-year colleges. They attended trade schools, and they had to pay their loans back, or they had to pay their way as they went. And what about all of the students that did have student loans? I only had a minor one because I was fortunate enough to be on a scholarship in university. But I paid that back in full. It sets a horrible precedent, and it doesn't teach these young people that when you make a choice, you made a conscious choice to borrow money to attend a four-year university, you need to pay that money back. You could have gone to a junior college for a couple of years and then transferred to a state school. Nobody told you how to go to a high-priced private school and get a four-year degree in philosophy, so now you're serving me lattes at the Starbucks. That's a choice you made, and you have to face the consequences.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.